أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي، ذخري وذخيرتي في آخرتي ودنياي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي وعن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات قربة طاعة إلى الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
As-salamu alayka ya thar Allah wa ibn thar wal-witra al-mawtur. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik. عليكم جميعا سلام الله، أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار.
السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. Peace be unto you and unto the angels or souls and spirits who descended in your courtyard. Previously, we sufficiently talked about the word arwah and the possible meanings. Now we're into this part, التي حلت بفنائك. The past tense حلت means نزلت, which means they came down or they descended. And the word فناء, بفنائك, which is composed of three parts, بفناء, and also the pronoun ك, the word فناء in the middle of these two parts means to open space in front or at either side of the house or the courtyard. The phrase, though, التي حلت بفنائك, indicates that the spirit of the companions of Hussein alayhi salam enjoy his company and neighborhood after their martyrdom. The implication that the word حلت gives, as some commentators believe and have stated, is that the station of the companions is lower than of the Imam alayhi salam, a reality which by now is quite clear to the listeners of this program, because Imam is an apex which none can comprehend or fathom. Upon the translation and discussion of the phrase witr al-mawtur, we sufficiently talked about how alone Imam alayhi salam was in that plain of Karbala. وَعَلَى الْأَرْوَاحِ الَّتِي حَلَّتْ بِفِنَائِكِ. This part is probably talking about the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Let's talk about the outstanding qualities of those companions. It would not be without benefit to mention some of the outstanding qualities of theirs, because that would make us understand better how elevated spirits they had.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The Holy Quran says, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. The companions of hellfire and the companions of paradise are not alike. The companions of paradise are the achievers. So Imam alayhi salam had the best companions. He had خير الأصحاب. And he is reported to have said about his noble companions, إني لا أعلم أصحابا أوفى ولا خيرا من أصحابي. Surely I do not know companions more faithful and better than my companions. In one of the Radiant Ziyarah, we address the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and we say, peace be unto you, O best helpers. Assalamu alaykum ya khayra ansar. So it is important for us to know the literal meaning of ashab so that we can understand the traditions narrated about ashab of lofty personalities like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There has been a tendency, though, among many people to conjecture that ashab merely refers to those who physically accompany someone like Imam. For example, those who physically accompany the Holy Prophet are known as ashabu Rasulillah. Although such usage of the word is common, it is not always meant as such. Before we establish our contention, let's consider the meaning of ashab. Raghib, in his lexicon of Quran, under the discussion of the root sahaba, which is the root of ashab, says, ashab, which is the plural form of sahib, means that those who accompany, whether a human being, or an animal, or a place, or an age maybe. And there is no difference between the accompanying of a body, which is primarily and mostly the case, or through concern and ambition. And based on this, it is said that if you hide from my eyes, you cannot hide from my heart. And in the verse that I just recited, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة, we observe that the noun ashab is annexed to paradise and hellfire. أصحاب النار, أصحاب الجنة. Companions of hellfire, companions of paradise. The literal import of the verse, which also is an established reality, reveals that despite their physical existence in this corporeal world, the ashab, depending on their state, either spiritually accompany paradise or hell. Therefore, the criteria of sharing the company of someone or something is not always physical and material. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I suppose that would be enough for now. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones by the light of Imam al-Hussein and other infallible Imams. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين.